Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Come and sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Welcome to another show of Blog Talk Radio, Parents, Coaching, Parents Network. I am again your host, M.H. Scott. Hey, this evening we're going to have some fun. And what I mean by we're going to have some fun, we're going to have some college athletes calling in to talk about some of their experiences. So be prepared, stand by, have your questions, and be ready to have fun right along with us. Hopefully everybody's on the line waiting to call in. If you haven't already called in, you can give us a call. Our call-in number is 686-929-2416. I'll say it again, 686-929-2416. All right, so I hope to hear from everybody this evening so we can have a great dialogue and a great conversation on what's going on in the Parent Coaching Parent Network. College athletes, this is your forum. This is your forum. Give me a call. Let's talk about some things. Recently came from a softball game, a little girl's softball game, so that took me a minute or so to get up on the air and get things started here, but I'm up and running now, so we're ready to do what we do. We're going to make it happen. Again, callers, give me a call. Again, our call-in number is area code 646-929-2416. I'll say it again, 646-929-2416. Give me a call. Let's talk tonight. All right. Meanwhile, while I'm waiting for them to give us a call, a couple things that's coming up again. Last week we talked about an event that was going on in the area code 757, which is the Virginia area code, Hampton Roads. You have a under-the-radar camp going on. That's coming up around the corner. You have a Michael Vick has a football camp going on the 23rd through the 25th of June at Hampton University. And you can give them a call over there at Hampton University. And they can let you know what's going on with that. William and Mary has a football camp going on the 20th through the 30th of June out at William and Mary College. And, again, the under-the-radar basketball evaluation camp or clinic is going on. So get a chance, check out some of them events, because athletes, that's what you need to be doing. You need to be focusing on getting out there to some of these events to get yourself exposed. Without a doubt, that will help you out. Okay? I'm waiting to see if we're going to have some of our great callers call in. I know somebody's out there ready to talk about their college experience. Meanwhile, while we wait, I got a little piece one of our fine college athletes gave us, and I'm going to give you a little shot on that. So listen up and tell me what you think when we get done.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
right. What do you think about that little piece? That was from our one and only Mr. Keith Wright, currently attending the University of Harvard, playing that great round ball basketball. That's his college experience. That's a little piece I call, he entitled College Experience, just to let you know what he thought about college. It's not all about the ball, because at some point in time, the ball stops bouncing. When the ball stops bouncing, what you got to fall back on? Fall back on a little bit of that knowledge. All right, callers, start giving me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you, see what you want to share with us. Some of the things I'd like to talk about this afternoon or this evening will be the transition from high school to college. You know, talk about the difference between training at the high school level and training at the college level. Responsibility that you take on after you get to that college life. And one of the most important things I feel, oftentimes we forget about it, but your time management. How you have to learn how to manage your time as a college athlete, because you no longer have mom and dad there waking you up in the morning and doing all the great things for you. Now you have to actually get out there and manage your own time. So, I'm waiting to hear from you, Cole. I'm waiting to hear from you. I'm waiting to hear from you there, players. Let me know what it's all about. Let me know what you think about the college experience and how you benefit from it and some of the things that you can share with some of the younger crowd, being the high school athletes and, in some cases, the middle school athletes. Give us a call. Once again, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. All right? I'm waiting to see who's going to hit us on the line. Somebody give us a call. Ring-a-ding-a-ding. School bells ring. Okay. Last conversation we had was a conversation with Ms. Tawana Patterson, mother of Patrick Patterson from the University of Kentucky. And Ms. Patterson shared quite a few things with us.
Yo.
Give me a call.
Your call? All right.
Call in. I'm ready.
All right.
Ms. Patterson shared a few things with us concerning recruitment and all that kind of stuff and things that she went through with her son. Hey, that was a great thing, great thing. And we'll continue to have these conversations as time go on. But each month, and our two conversations a week, or our two shows that we'll air a week, each month I will dedicate one to the college athletes or to the athletes, or the athletes to call in, whether or not it's the middle school that's calling in, junior high schools, however you want to look at it, whether or not it's the high school guys and girls calling in, or whether or not it is the college. And at some point in time, hopefully we can get a few professional athletes call in and talk to us as us as well. So, once again, give me a call there, call us. Let's talk about some things. Again, the number is 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. All right? Hope to hear from you. And when you call in, let me know what you think about that little piece that we got from Mr. Keith Wright. Now, that piece on college experience. Look like I got a caller here. Let's see who's on the line. Hello, caller.
Yes, sir. This is yours, Julie.
Mike, hey. All right. We got Mike Scott calling in from the University of Virginia. What's going on this evening, Mike?
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Okay, you go ahead and tweet that out there to all your friends so they can call in and talk to us real quick. But, you know, what we're talking about this evening, we're talking about the college experience. You know, some of the things that you may have experienced transitioning from high school to college. Can you talk about that a little bit?
After leaving Deep Creek, I just needed a little bit more, you know, get a little bit more exposure out there, especially on the basketball court, and, you know, get my time management discipline right. So I took the step of going into Hargrave, you know, Military Academy, which is a prep school to help me out with those certain subjects. And after that, I think that helped me a lot with my time management and, you know, just getting everything together, basically.
Okay. You hit a big point. You say time management. Break that down for me. What are you talking about? Because oftentimes you got to remember, the high school student or the high school athlete and the middle school athlete ain't thinking about time management. Why? Because most of the time, their parents is waking them up. Their parents is making sure they get to school on time. The teachers
right.
in the classroom making sure they change bell. They're making sure that they get their homework. Nowadays, you go on Edline and you look up on Edline and make sure all the grades are turned in. So talk to us a little bit about time management. How does time management come into play?
Well, that's a good you know, topic. When you say, you know, the teachers is, you know, worry about, you know, they're checking your homework. You know, middle school, they're checking if you did your homework. High school, they're checking if you did your homework. Did you turn things in? In college, the teachers, they're worried if you did your work, but they're not going to sit there and just look after you and see if you're doing your work. They're going to know you have a due date and you have to turn that on the right date at the right time. You're going to have a paper due, you know, Friday at 5 o'clock. If it's not in by then, you know, it's a zero, whatever happens. So I think college is more freedom, but at the same time, you have to learn how to take care of your own self, and you're not going to have a lot of people watching over you, as I've learned.
Oh, okay. So that responsibility really falls on your shoulders.
Yeah, you know, you have your time, you have your free time and all that stuff, but, you know, at the same time, it's hard, especially if you're used to, you know, someone who's, like, is always trying to, you know, look after you and, like the teachers and try to, you know, make sure everything's all right with that.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes a whole lot of sense. I hope everybody's listening. You know, gets a chance to get a good feel for what he just said. But basically, that responsibility falls on you. So if you're not pulling that weight now, if you're not holding that load down now, that time gonna come where if you're playing at the next level or you're attending college, that responsibility all falls back on you. It falls back on you as far as you making sure you get your assignments in on time, you making sure you get up in the morning, get the class on time. You making sure that you're eating right. Ain't nobody can stand over you. Nobody's going to stand over you to make sure you're doing all these different things. You got to make sure that these things are happening, okay? But
right.
If you don't, you're going to fall behind, and as a result, your body's going to suffer because you're still out there on the court, or you're still out there on the field, or you're still out there kicking the soccer ball around, or you're still out there playing field hockey, or you're still out there playing rugby, or you're still out there playing lacrosse, or you're still out there swimming. You're still out there playing tennis, whatever you're doing. If your body is not right because you forgot to get up and eat, or if your body ain't right because you overslept or you hung out too long, hey, it's going to show. It's going to show when you hit the court. Hey, Mike, while I got you on, talk a little bit about the difference in high school practice compared to a college practice. Give me a little bit on that.
Wow. Definitely high school. Depending on what team you played on, depending on what type of player you are, most of the time you're dealing with a player who's probably one of his best teams on this team, best player on his team. So you're probably going through practice, you're probably scoring, save basketball for instance, you're probably scoring every time, you're probably, you know, getting all the, you're doing a lot of productive stuff, which is in college you're going to a situation where everybody's coming from the same position you was in. So you're going in basically to like probably better players, you know, more experienced, stronger. So it's going to be a lot harder. You know, there's some players out there who come from college and go straight to college. Come from high school, go straight to college, and I know they're good as, you know, some people say one-and-done players. They're good freshman players, but there's not a lot of people out there like that. So from a high school, from a college practice, it's probably a little bit more, you know, competition, probably a little bit, definitely more physical in any sport you play. You playing football, basketball, anything, it's definitely going to be more physical. It's going to be tough. Sometimes you're going to feel like, you know, maybe or you're not up for this or is this the right thing. But I think for me, I just had to just keep pushing myself and just listen to your teammates, especially your older teammates. Just keep trying to learn and always be humble too.
Oh, okay. Now I heard you say something that really caught my attention. You spoke about other athletes that at the college level, you're not that superstar anymore, correct?
Right.
You got five other guys or four other guys that's hitting the floor, or if you're playing football, you got the rest of the guys that's hitting the field. All of you were stars at your level. All of you were
right.
stars at your particular high school. So now the competition level done turned up a little bit. So now
right.
it's not, okay, I'm out here, I'm all state, okay, I'm out here, I'm doing my thing. Y'all get in line. Oh, that's not happening no more, huh? All of a sudden now it is, you're all state, but the guy standing next to you, he's all American. Guy standing next to you, you know, it might have been all regional or whatever. So you got a bunch of folks out there that can give you some pressure or make you work even harder. That's a good point. That's a good point. Now, as far as practices, are the practices longer? What do you think, or the practices are shorter?
Say that again?
I don't know what that extra noise was, but I said, are the practices at the college level, are the practices longer or are the practices shorter compared to high school?
Definitely longer. I mean, it depends on, you know, what type of coach you have, but they're definitely going to be longer. You know, you go from high school, you probably get out of school. I know we got out of school around like 4, you know, practice from like, you know, 4:30 probably to 6. I know in college we go at least from 2.5 to 3 hours, and when season first starts, the practice are at least from 3 to 4 hours. That's how much the NCAA allows you to practice, at least 4 hours a week. So,
okay.
I mean, 4 hours each day. So they're definitely from 2.5 to 3 hours. So they're definitely long. And they're not like, you know, practice where you stop and you're resting, you're doing a lot of resting. You have your water breaks here and there, but you're doing a lot of stuff.
Oh, okay. Now you go from average high school, you can play anywhere from 20 to maybe 22, 25 games. Now you're looking at, you're at the college level, you're playing at a minimum 30, possibly 35 games. You know,
right.
what's the difference there? Does that wear on your body even more because you're playing more often?
Definitely. You know, high school, I'm not sure how they do it now. I know high school, we played at least about 20 games. We probably played once or twice a week, maybe probably one. But I know college, you play at least 2 to 3 times a week. And this past season, due to a lot of the snow cancellations and I'm doing a lot of, you know, we couldn't play a lot of games. It was sometimes we were playing 3 times a week. I remember one time we played at Clemson. We got off the court and flew straight to Miami, and I had to stay out there for a couple of days and play there. And I think we came right back home and played. So it's definitely a lot of wear and tear on your body. You just got to, you know, keep pushing your fluids and stretching. I know you always stress that to me, but you have to stretch, take care of your legs, because that's what basically is what's pushing you, your legs.
Okay. So your body goes through some transition. Your body definitely takes some, I wouldn't say abuse, but your body takes some development or some force to buckle down and to get serious about a few things.
I would probably use abuse, because you're getting banged up out there. It's not going to, especially if you're playing in a tough league, you're going to get banged up. So, I don't know.
Okay. Well, hey, if you're playing in a tough league, you may get banged up, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I understand that. But, I'm trying to see. It looks like I got another caller here. Hold on a second. Trying to see who this is. What's that? What's that? Area code 202. Area code 202.
That's a DC number.
Yeah, that's a DC number. Okay. Is that a mystery case? Well, they must have called the wrong show, because it looked like they just hung up on me.
Oh, man.
So. Yeah, I don't know what that was all about. Yeah, earlier I had a chance to play a little piece of Keith Wright's rap there.
Okay, yeah, I think he just made a new one today.
Yeah,
anybody listening, go check out my man Keith Wright, plays for Harvard. He has a couple videos on Facebook. There's a little rap thing. It's pretty good, too.
Well, yeah, I got the latest and greatest one.
And he doesn't curse. He doesn't have to. I mean, he probably say, you know, a little curse here and there, but he's not, you know, talking about, you know, dealing drugs. He just really rapping.
He's keeping it clean, keeping it clean.
Yeah.
So that the kids, the younger kids can listen to and enjoy at the same time.
Yeah, like Q-Tip, like Most Def. Inspirational, okay. Common.
There you go. Well, hopefully I can get a few other folks calling in. I see, I'm looking at here. I'm looking up at a couple websites here and see a few folks is out there. See if I can get them to call in. I'd like to see what they think about the practice issue.
Well, I know with Coach Bennett, is probably he's a defensive coach. So one of the first practices, or when he first got to the University of Virginia, all his drills is basically defense. So you know, most coaches, you know, they bring out the balls and they start, you know, doing drills or offense. We barely touched the ball. It's probably, if we had a workout, it was 2.5 hours, 3 hours. We probably touched the ball the last hour. The last hour be offense, doing shooting. Most of the time we're doing defensive slides, we're doing box out drills, we're doing, you know, defensive like. So he's just defensive minded. So that's probably a little bit different in high school as well too.
Okay. All right. So you say Coach Bennett likes to work on the defense. He focuses
right
on the defense. Okay. That's always a good thing because hey, you can be the best offensive player in the world, but if you ain't got no defense, you may have a problem.
That's right.
You may have a problem. Okay. I think we may get another caller here in a minute. I just seen a message pop up from the Big Ticket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Burn it.
Yeah. So he's gonna call in. Uh oh. Let me see what they're having that just called in. My screen just refreshed. But one other thing, I responsibility. What type of different responsibilities that you have fall on you as a college student, just as a college student.
Right.
I know the academic piece, you know, the piece about getting up in the morning and all that kind of stuff. What other type of responsibility do you have that fall upon you that you can share with us at this point?
Well, you say, you know, as an academic standpoint, well, at first, you know, you got to get up. You have the responsibility of first and foremost, you have to go to class. You know, you're a student athlete. So, you know, academics become before, you know, any sport. So that's the point. You have to go to class. When you're there, you're responsible to take notes, pay attention to the teacher. You know, come back, leaving the class, knowing something what the teacher has said. That was basically as a academic standpoint, you're responsible to do all your work, take care of your stuff, take care of your papers, take care of your projects, things of that nature.
Okay, so you got the load of handling all that stuff for yourself, so the responsibility is heavy on your shoulder.
That's right, and then without all that, then you're still responsible to take care of your stuff on the court or on the field or whatever sport you're doing.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me see if I think I see another caller, but hopefully this person here won't hang up. I think we got another caller calling in. Yeah, last week we had a conversation with Ms. Patterson, Patrick Patterson's mom, and she brought a whole lot of good information to the table. Oh, we got another caller here. Hold on a second. Let me see who this is. Caller, are you on?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
What's up? This is Vernon.
Who is this? Who am I speaking to, sir?
It's Vernon.
Hey, what's up there, Vernon? What's going on? This is the Parent Coaching Parent Network. You got Mike Scott on the line. Now I got the famous Big Ticket, Vernon. Vernon Mackey, straight out of Florida. Hey, Vernon, a couple of things. Share a couple of things with me. I was talking to Mike, and Mike was telling me about the difference between high school practices and college practices. Give me some of your thoughts on that.
I think it's a huge difference. Like, For one, your legs get worn down a lot mentally, and it's physically tough. You're going against bigger and stronger guys. And normally, where we come from, and like normally in high school, you're the best player on the team. So basically, you ain't really taking days off in practice, but it's not as hard as it is when you get to practice. And you ain't really got coaches up your butt 24/7 screaming at you. And you also got harder classes now. You're thinking about that. And you on your own, so most guys stay up late and all that stuff wear you down once you get to practice. So I think college practice is real tough. There's a lot of things mentally and physically about college practice than it is high school practice.
Hey, Vernon, hold that thought for a second. I got another call just popped in. Let's see who this is. Hello, you're on the line with Parent Coach and Parent Network. Who's this?
This is Keith Wright.
Keith, what's going on? Hey, we just played your piece a minute ago. I got Mike Scott on and Vernon Macklin on. And we were just talking about the transition between high school and college practices. Keith Wright is calling in from Harvard, should I say. He's calling in from the University of Harvard. All right, hey, Keith, give me some of your thoughts on the transition between high school and practice, high school practice and college practice.
Definitely a lot more structured. I feel like high school practices, I could basically do whatever I wanted, really. In college, it's way more structured, and I feel like Coach Emeker is strictly defense. We don't really get to, shoot the ball that much. So it's faster, it's a faster pace, stronger guys, but, it's not too difficult to get used to.
Okay. Now, hey, each one of you fellas, man, I want y'all to give me just one little small piece on what you would share with a young man coming out of high school that's trying to move on to the next level, playing at the college level. What would you share with him? Go ahead, Mike, give me something.
I'd probably say just be humble. I mean, coming from, especially from a high school, you're probably the big man on campus and the best player on your team. Coming into a new situation, just be humble and just learn from the more experienced players that's on your team. And just always work hard because you never know what's going to happen. You never know you could just start playing as a freshman and just keep building on that.
Okay. What you got there, Vernon?
I was always taught to ask questions. I went to Georgetown with Roy and Jeff and those guys. So I asked questions from the older guys and then just also asked coaches questions and learn and just sit back and absorb everything that you see guys do. So the older guys have a lot. So that'll help a lot for young guys coming to college to play basketball.
Okay. Sound good. Everybody's doing some good feedback. What you got there, Keith?
Feedback I want to get to the guys is, just about picking the school you want to go to. It's all about the big name, really. It's about where you're going to play. And, because you want to go to college to get playing time. And, I know guys that go to the big schools and that'll sit on the bench all 4 years. So, my advice is, look at the situation that you're going into. Do you see yourself playing? And, and then I also agree with everything Mike and Vernon said. So,
yeah. Okay. All right. On a scale from 1 to 10, what would y'all say time management fall? Where does time management fall into that play? Give me a scale from 1 to 10. Anybody?
Man, that's like a 12.3 for me.
Yeah, okay. That's tough. I think that was one of my biggest mistakes when I was at Georgetown. I ain't really do time management right. I was I think I was worrying about like too much outside stuff, and I ain't put too much time into the gym. So time management is huge, and plus you got to stay eligible to it. So it's like it's almost more important than basketball. Seems like.
Okay. So, what you got, Keith?
Hey, time management for me, where I'm going is just a 10. It's definitely key, and I think that the coaches are aware of that. We going to Harvard, Ivy League schools. We don't do summer school, so we're taking a full load of class. And if you don't get assignments in on time, it'll catch up to you. So I know a lot of guys that play other sports have been probation, and guys have to take semesters off because they get a D in the class. So time management is huge.
Okay, okay. Now, gentlemen, if y'all had the opportunity to talk to some young athletes and tell them when they start, when they need to start preparing themselves to play at the college level, how early would you tell them to start thinking about that seriously?
Well, I'm going to tell them the same thing you told me probably my freshman or sophomore year of high school, or probably that eighth grade summer going into my ninth grade year. If you're really serious, think about playing college, because now you got AAU circuits, and that's how basically you get all your exposure, because you don't see a lot of just playing high school and just that's it. They play high school and they play AAU. So if you're really serious, I think probably eighth grade and ninth grade year, and from that you just build on that.
I'm gonna go Mike on that. I can say that's around the same time, because I think some kids' problem is just like you think that high school basketball and AAU basketball is enough, and not working out a lot in the gym. So I think you should start early, eighth grade summer, going to your freshman year. Once you want to get real serious about basketball, it's time to work, hit the weights, and also work on your individual game instead of just playing basketball all the time.
Okay.
Oh, and another thing, just like I want to build on what I said, just like when you start playing as a younger age, I'll use Vernon as an example. When he was playing, everybody knew him. Everybody knew he could play, and he started as a young. He just built on that, and that just built his reputation of being a good ball player, because he started young, and that he just grew on that, and that just helped him, you know, get better every year. So yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, this is for you, Keith. So we know the academic rigors is a bear up there at Harvard. Okay. Tell me, how do you juggle that schedule?
It's all about the time management. I mean,
don't let me expose you. Don't let me expose you. Just go ahead and tell us how you juggle that schedule. You ain't got to expose all your secrets. Just talk a little bit about how you juggle that schedule.
With me, it's you got to find time. You obviously have time to practice, so that's, you know, that's 3-4 hours taken away out of your day. There's also time where the coaches expect you to work out on your own. Coach Emmerker is good. He usually gives us about, you know, 2 days off a week to where we can focus on papers and stuff. And, you know, sometimes it's a lot of late nights. So writing papers, study groups. But, you know, my coaches they're understanding of our situation and, you know, the course load that we have. So I don't find it hard to find time to finish all my work and get studying in as necessary.
Okay. All right. Now, gentlemen, I've got a question that I have to throw out there at you. Okay. At some point in time, you know, it may be a possibility that you start leaning or looking towards the and not to even throw that in there as a must have, okay? If that doesn't fall back on you, or if that doesn't work out for you, should I say, you know, having that college education, how important do you think that's going to be to set you up for the rest of your life?
I think everybody
got that.
Yeah, I think it's key. I think it's very important. You know, today you got some players who just go in, you know, they want it done. I mean, not everybody's like that. And if you are, then all praise to you. If you can do that, you can do that. Maybe you can come back to school and get your degree. But for the other players who just, you know, who need time or who want to stay in school and get their college education, I think that's very important, because you always got something to fall back on. You never know, you know, what could happen if you can get hurt playing or anything can happen, basically. Or if you get into the NBA, things don't fall out like you want it to be. You always have that college education or that college degree, you know, to fall back on and build off that, and, you know, basically, yeah, that's it for me.
Okay. I think I didn't think
that ticket. Yeah, I was about to say, I think it's really huge. I know
a couple guys like Jeff Green. He's one of my close friends. He actually left out this junior year, and he's getting a degree. He goes back to summer school every year because he how important it is to him. And a lot of guys, they also owe it to their family and their parents. They let them know that, you know, they want to go and get a college degree. I think it's kind of pointless sometimes you go to school for 3 years and you put all that hard work in the classroom as well as you put on the court, why not go back and get your degree? So I think it's really important, and it's always something that you can always look back and say, man, I got a degree, they can't take that from me no matter what you do. So I think it's really important.
Okay. Keith, you going to chime in on that one? We know your thoughts on it.
I mean, that's why I chose Harvard. I mean, I had the opportunity to go to, you know, tons of places, and I was fortunate enough that I was able to academically qualify to get in to Harvard. So it's definitely important. I also think that the experience itself, getting to know people outside of the team, it's crazy the people that I'm able to meet up here, just young entrepreneurs. I have students in my class that own their own businesses, so it's all about the experience and meeting people, because you never know where this person that you're sitting next to at lunch is going to be in the next 10 years. So
exactly.
A lot of the times it's not what you know, it's who you know. So
connections are huge. Exactly. Gentlemen, you know, that what you just said was one of the key points to just becoming a man. It a lot of times it boils down to not what you know, is who you know, and what type of relationship and what type of rapport you have established with that person. Now, you can go out there and play hard against them on the court, or you can go out there and see them in class day in and day out and walk past the person every day, you know, up and down the, you know, while you're on the campus or whatever. You don't speak. You never know who that person is. You may walk into your very first job, and that person's sitting up there calling the shots. So it's all about establishing a rapport with them folks. It's all about networking. It's all about getting a better understanding, getting a better feel for who they are and what they are and what they have not only to offer you, but what you have to offer them. You know, I have an opportunity to attend an event this coming week, and it's going to be a phenomenal event. There's going to be a bunch of folks in there, and that's what they're all about, making a connection, sitting down, talking to other folks, because I look at it this way, okay? We need a little of us doing a bit. We need a little of us doing, we about down to 2 minutes, so we about to call this a day. But like I was going to say, we about down to 2 minutes, and I know y'all trying to break loose to get to the game. But in other words, let me close with this here note, okay? And what I'm going to say, keep that in the back of your head forever and a day, and hopefully it'll come back and help you out. In other words, what I was going to say was, we need a few of us doing a little instead of a little of us doing a few. If that makes sense to you. It may not make sense to you right now, but I'm telling you, later on you're going to think about what I said and say, okay, I understand that now. That works for us. Hey, but before we close out, just to let you know, we're going to be doing this at least once a month. I'm going to have a forum just for the athletes to call in. So, you know, spread the word with your friends. Go out there and tweet it or whatever you do to get the word out there. Tweet it, MySpace it, Facebook it, however you put the word out there. But we're going to do it again. I want to close out with this little piece of rap. Not little piece of rap, but this great rap that Keith shared with us. And that's going to be our closing note there, gentlemen. Hey, I thank y'all for calling in. We have on the phone, we have Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Hey!
We have Vernon Maxson from the University of Florida. You still there, Ticket? Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here.
And we have Mr. Keith Wright. So, on this closing note, gentlemen, hey, I thank y'all for calling in. And I'm going to close with this little
hold on. I just want to tell everybody, go add me on Twitter. I had to make a new one. It's called @ Mike Scott's Elbow. That's about it. And
okay. There we go. All right. Closing note.
Thanks for calling in, fellas.
The game, have people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Thank you. Fan Coach Fan Network. See you at our next show. All right. Have a good evening. Later.